Hey, I'm here. I know. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they didn't think I hung up on him. I would at least say bye first.
Well, let me just explain one thing to him. Give me 1 second.
Okay, no worries.
So another thing I want to ask is that,
yes,
since I have a few different categories myself,
plumbing,
heating, air conditioning, refrigeration.
Yes.
Are all those going to be covered?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. That's what I was curious. Yeah, I was curious. I was at one per category. I was confused about that one
stipulation. No. All those are covered. So when we're talking about the category that's available right now is the HVAC category, right? However,
right,
we will get you found for all of your services, meaning we're going to use keywords like HVAC, plumbing, heating, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Any service that you're providing, we will make sure that you're found for those services as well,
right.
Refrigeration. So
right.
We go over all of that with you because we want to ensure that you're getting found for those services in addition to the HVAC.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Okay.
And, all right. Okay. Let me look at the rest of the thing real quick.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So, can you, as far as like those 60 local, online directories. Now I know you said Bing, you said Yelp, you said, you know,
that's some of them that I mentioned. So there's a lot of directories. Right. So we get you listed on the most popular ones that are relevant to your services. So like there's some directories out there that are like for restaurants and catering. Obviously we're not going to put you on those because you don't cater parties, right? You're not an event planner. So we're not going to list you for those, but we do get you listed on the most popular ones. There's like Chamber of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages. There's just so many of them out there. So we'll make sure that it's the most relevant ones to your services.
Okay. All right. So now I'll be able to check out all my Google, tracking and all my stuff that's
going on. Correct.
What's the review catcher system? Easy avenue for clients to be. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So when you look, you saw that website that I sent you. When you click on the Google logo at the top, we help you capture reviews, right? They can leave you reviews either by clicking on that on the website, or we also provide you this tiny URL, and it's a link is what it is. And you can send it to your clients. They click on it. They can leave you a Google review. It's real simple. Okay. Now, the voice-activated searches are what's included in the mobile platform package.
As well as the searches on the website.
Just
click on the search and then click on this and call you. That's what you need.
Right.
Email you.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Right.
All right. Because, I mean, I'm looking at your website.
Uh-huh.
It is pretty simple, like you said.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned, like, it looks like like something you could do on a GoDaddy, not something I could be using a professional company for.
Well, if you want something more, you know, fancy, right? We do offer customized websites.
Fancy.
Well, let me show you this. I hear you, and that's why I said. I mean, it's not like this. It's not going to blow you out of the water. Put it that way, right? But it does get the job done.
I mean,
let me show you this other one. So we have what's called customized websites, right? Custom websites come with the package when you do like a 3-month. If you did, let's say, a 6-month prepaid or you prepaid for the year, right? It comes with a customized website that is customized to fit your business, okay? I'm going to send you one for HVAC. These typically, okay, run $4,000 on up, right? But when you do a prepaid package, okay, you get it at that special rate. Yeah, well, you don't get it at a rate. It's just included. Let me send you one for HVAC.
Yeah.
Bear with me here.
Steve Leon was pretty. Like I said, I think one point is where it popped up.
It's similar, but yeah. One thing. See? Like they click on the plumbing, and it shows all
uh-huh.
the plumbing things.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, I don't believe that that other website had that. Not that I'm trying to, like,
compare
like, oh, this one, you know, like, this is a Lexus, this is a freaking, you know, Toyota. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, just trying to show what, just to see what the differences are, you know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's okay. No, of course
it's,
I do.
It's a big decision here. It's not just, you know, I mean.
You also dropped the other company, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm literally, you know, undermining the other company right now. Which, but at the same time, they're not promising me what they're promising me. So
how many calls you got from them in the last?
I got 3 calls saying I'm from a supply house. I need a certain part.
Right.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Oh man. Let me show you. I'm gonna send you right now. This is what a customized website looks like. We have 3 themes. I'm sending you the classic one. Go ahead and open up that one. It should be coming through to you any second now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you look at the customized website, okay?
Yeah.
Let me know when you get it.
I
so
got
this
it.
Is our this is our classic theme for HVAC. Okay? You see that if you hover over the services, do you see how it does the drop down of the services? It has the about, the gallery.
It's a little better.
Yeah.
It's a much better, similar to what
oh,
I
yeah.
have now.
Yeah.
For $350 when you're telling me $4,000.
Well, but listen. Well, this is because it's if you did a prepaid. Okay. Just to give you an example. If you did the prepaid package, okay. You know, if you pay every month, let's say, you're with us for 3 months. You pay every month. You're paying the $299, right? You would have already invested over $900 with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the 3 months. We
so
offer you...
exactly what you're saying. It'd be the same thing as if I was paying $350 a month with
right.
Ali. I'm paying the same
right.
amount.
But let me explain this, though. If you do a prepaid
but
package...
I would be getting the... the Google, you know, all the Google ads and everything that go along with that also, correct?
Well, here's the thing, okay? If you do a prepaid package for the Platinum package, okay, we offer it to you at $800. You get 3 months of the Platinum package with a custom website designed, like the one I just sent you right now, the HVAC Classic one, okay?
Well,
so what we do is...
it's the same thing I'm doing now, just I'm signing on for the year. It's pretty much what I'm doing.
Well, no, what you're signing on, you have...
I'm prepaying the whole thing in 1 year, in one time, pretty much.
Pretty much, but when you look at it like this, okay, you've been with Ali, you've been with them for now 10 months. You've paid $350 a month, right? You've invested already $3,500.
I agree, but the other difference is, too, is that it's coming out of my pocket monthly as compared to
exactly.
A big chunk.
Exactly.
That's the big difference.
Exactly. So,
all right.
I mean, don't let the website hold you back. It's the calls
nah,
that you want, right? It's the calls that you want. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes of it. You want calls is what you want. So,
I
mean, don't let the website hold you back.
Mm. All right, so let's stay with this platinum thing right now.
Okay.
Let's start off there. All right.
Okay. All right. So I sent you out the 2 emails. Okay. Now what I'm also going to do, I sent you my contact information. Even though I'm the lead on the account, I still, Lewis, want you to always have my contact info. If in case you can't get a hold of customer service, you can call me and I can get the message over to them ASAP. But I'll tell you this, we're really good on communication because we want to keep our clients happy. Okay. I'm also going to send you another text message. It's going to have the number to customer service. any time that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, or a modification, you're going to contact customer service. Now, we're here Monday through Friday, okay, 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For you, we're here 10 to 7. And you're going to have a team dedicated to your account, okay? Now, I'm also going to send you a third text message. It's going to be a link that's to a YouTube video that's about, I'm going to say, 6 minutes long. Please watch the video when you have some time. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and view your reports and start tracking your results with us. It'll walk you through it. It's real simple, nothing complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now.
All right. So what do I need to do? I need to now contact Ali Ali or sign up with
you
first. What do I do?
Well, what I would recommend is this. Well, here's the thing. You can sign up with us now so we can start getting the ball rolling, but I'm going to suggest that you call them right after to cancel. You're not on a contract with them, right? You're on a month-to-month.
They may give you a little refund from this month because you pay for the whole month ahead, probably, correct?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't recall. All right.
When did you last pay?
About a week ago.
About a week.
A few weeks ago. It's about 2 weeks. They always charge a bit again a month. So around June 3rd or 4th, maybe around there.
Yeah,
July 3rd or 4th. So yeah, about 8 days, maybe a week ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah.
That sounds like about a week ago.
We'll see. I mean, the policy is like, yeah, once you pay the month, that's it. But
yeah.
All right, but so this will start now then, correct?
I would suggest starting now, but you do want to cancel with them. So as soon as we hang up, you want to cancel with them.
Okay.
Or you call them now and you cancel now, and then we set it up.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so you haven't seen the results from them, and then she's saying that...
That's why I'm working
here. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that makes sense. Now, again, we'll see how it goes, but she says it's on the first page. That's a different story.
We'll never know in Jesus' time.
All right, I'm ready with the info whenever you're ready.
Okay. Okay. So let me do this. Okay.
That's the problem.
Oh, man.
Sticking my hand in my back pocket.
Back credit card.
Okay, now, Louis.
Hey, this is a credit card.
I'm the same way. I'm like, no. Okay, so Louis, your first name is just for the account purpose. How do you spell it? Louis or Luis?
Luis.
Okay. And then your last name, is it Castro? I don't want to assume.
Castro. And no, I'm not related to Fidel.
You're so silly. Okay. Now, the best number. So let me tell you, the number that I see right now listed on Google is the 516-547-5509. That is the number that should be showing on Google currently, correct?
That's how you got me. That's how the customer's going to get me, I guess.
Just want to make sure. I'm going to verify everything because I want to make sure you're listed accurately. Now, the one thing that I do want to ask you about your company name, how do you want it to appear on Google? I don't think you
Castro
want it as one word, right?
No, of course not. Castro Mechanical LLC.
Awesome. That's what I wanted to confirm. Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. Did she have a question? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
She's speaking with an ice cream cone in her mouth.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. And then, let's see.
She's been a little too hard.
Now, for the billing, the card that we're going to be using today for the payment, Louis, is it in your name? Does it have a business name, or is it in both?
No, it's just my name.
How does your name read on there?
Luis Castro.
Luis Castro. Okay. Now, the other thing that I was going to ask you, is there anyone else that you're going to authorize to make changes or upgrades to the account other than you?
No, just me.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see here. All right.
Concerned about it. Actually, I've been wanting to go on the Chamber of Commerce, so that is kind of a good thing because I wanted to actually join into that commerce because that does help the business.
Yeah, it does.
I want there to be, because I've been getting involved with a business to business, like a, they do, networking pretty much.
And, oh, nice.
It's been working out for me. You know, I'm also investing into that too, but at the same time, I've seen three, four times the results already.
That's good. That's really good. What's the billing address for the card that you're using today, Lewis?
89-17.
Uh-huh.
Gold Road. G-O-L-D.
Uh-huh.
Road.
Mm-hmm.
Ozone Park, New York. 11417.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Yeah.
All right. And then what's the card number when you're ready, and then I'll read it back to you for accuracy.
4266-8417-2158-6715.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
627.
And what's the CVV code on the back?
138.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. 4266-8417-2158-6715.
Yes.
And it expires June of the year 27. The CVV code on the back is 138, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Lewis, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And what it's going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing with your invoice, okay? Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor and you stop me. You say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I will rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that before we even process your payment, Luis, that you have a good and clear, firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Castro Mechanical, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Luis Castro, and I'm the owner of the business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, also be aware, like I said, you might get another company calling you to sell you another type of online marketing product. We will never call you for more money, okay? So they are not associated with us. Just an FYI, okay? So be aware. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and I do still want to explain this. We're not saying, Luis, that you can't do additional marketing anywhere else. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can reference it and make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 11th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on August 11th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $299.
Okay, this so will I be, have one I yeah. have 1 month of the $399, and then the following month will be $299.
$299, right? Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a recurring payment. Okay, so when the term's completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the discounted amount of $299, okay? So each month on the 11th, you can expect that only $299 will be charged to your card. That's what that means, okay? Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I sent you for customer service. That's the 877-635-6225. And then what you'll do is you'll click the number 8 when you start hearing the recording, okay? So again, you can discontinue or cancel or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense? So after you complete your 2 months, it's just going to go month to month. But let's just say 6 months from now or whenever you decide you want to discontinue services, make sure you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, which would be 3 business days before the 11th. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Luis, is I'm going to update the package. I will then process the payment, and you're going to receive a receipt both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. We'll send it to both. Now, the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to schedule what's called a client interview. The client interview, we block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. The client interview, what they're going to do is re-verify the information you and I verified. They're going to make sure everything I notated correctly. They're going to talk to you about the website, the keywords, your Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about a lot more in detail, basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, okay? The client interview, I want to make it at a time that is convenient for you. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Do you prefer something around this time? Do you want something midday in the morning so I could take a look to see what we have?
You could call me 10 to 11, somewhere around there.
Let me take a look what I have. Let's see. I don't have 10 to 11, but I got 11 to 12.
That's fine.
That's fine? Okay, perfect. So I'm also going to send you an email with an invite to your client interview. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It's over the phone. And you're going to receive an email with the date and time. They're going to call you tomorrow between 11 and 12 o'clock. And Luis, they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay? Please make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times, like if you don't answer the first time, they're going to try again, right, before they end up rescheduling. Now, we will send you a reminder an hour before your interview, okay? We'll send you a friendly reminder just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? And then I'm also going to go over some notes with you. Now, the notes are just basic notes so that the technician knows where to start from, okay? So what I'm listing as far as your services is HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and refrigeration, right?
Take out electrical.
Take out electrical. So just HVAC, plumbing, and refrigeration?
We do some small electrical, but it's not my forte.
Okay. Gotcha. And that's why I like to confirm. So just HVAC, plumbing, refrigeration, is this installs, repairs? What do you want me to notate on there?
It's HVAC, plumbing, and heating is pretty much what it is.
Okay.
And refrigeration.
Plumbing, heating, and okay, perfect. And then is this for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I do them all.
All right. And then I did put on here that you're going to be counseling with Ali Ali, is the name of the company that you said you've been using?
Ali Ali, yeah.
Ali Ali? Okay. And then now your Facebook page, you're listed as Castro Mechanical LLC?
Correct.
Okay. Let me see. I'm just making sure this is the right one because I came across one. Are you sure that that's how they have you listed? In Ozone Park, New York, right?
Yes.
I want to make sure it's the right one that I came across. I found one, but it's got like an 817 number. That's not you, right? Mm-mm. Do you know what your profile photo looks like on there?
I think it might be, is that a business card maybe?
No, this must be a different one then. Do you have the link to the one that they created? Did they create it or did you create it?
I believe we did, if I'm not mistaken. But now this is let's say if this is not correct on my end, is this one of another profile that you could fix?
Yeah, if it's not up or it's not the right one, we can fix it. That's not a problem. What you can do as well, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I think I found it. Okay, I do see one here. Okay, there's also another number. It looks like on the business card it says 917-601-7205, right?
Yes, that's my father.
Okay, I found it. Perfect. All right. All right, I got the right one there. Now, do you happen to have any pictures of some of the work that you've done?
I'm sure I could show you plenty if I really...
Okay, perfect. Sure. Okay, and then do you have a business logo? I'm looking at your business card.
Honestly, I don't, and that's one of my biggest problems. I'm very, I don't want to say the word anal because that's a little too much. But I would say I'm
picky?
No. yeah, I'm very, very
okay.
picky. I don't know what to use, what not to use. Do I do heating, cooling? Do I do a heating, cooling with a refrigerator? I don't, it's just so much. I haven't even really sat down and worked on it.
Well, listen, if you want, okay, it's up to you. It doesn't cost you anything. I can have them create one for
you.
Can
you hold on one second? I got my, my buddy.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hello. Okay.
All right. Yeah. No.
So,
I'm in the middle of I'm reopening a Thumbtack account. I'm kind of using
an
alias kind of thing because once you have a problem with a customer, they don't take your side.
No.
And no matter what, they want you to refund the customer 100%, and it takes a 3-week friggin' process just to get yourself back on them. But the only thing, and you could only speak to them through email. You have to schedule a call, and then it's like a whole nonsense.
A nightmare.
You can't just call them. And like I said, they don't take your side at all.
Wow.
I had three, this is my third instinct with them, where something, you know, minor happened. Not like it happened, like something big, but just something that the customer is just being nutty about. And no matter what, the customer's right, and there's no other way around it. I explained to the customer, we took care of your ignition for heating, like, you know, for the boiler. And the boiler started leaking through the pressure relief valve because, and I also wrote this in my notations, on my recommendations, on my ticket, that she needs X, Y, and Z done in order to prevent this problem. And, after the system's running now for 3 weeks, it blows the pressure relief valve, and she had to have someone else come. And because she had someone else come, I had to refund her the money.
Oh, my gosh.
It had nothing to do with the work that I did.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. What a nightmare.
Yes, it is. I was thinking about naming the company Nightmare Mechanical. I swear to God.
Wow.
You have
that's
a
bummer.
That's a call. We take care of all nightmares.
Right. Sometimes, like, I get it in some instances, you know, but I think in your case, I mean, siding with the customer and not, which is something that was totally out of your, you know, how are you having to pay for it now? You know, that's unfortunate.
Right.
Now,
exactly.
So here's what I'm suggesting. Okay. It doesn't cost you anything. Let us build you a logo. And you can be as picky about it as you want. If you don't like it, you don't need to use it. Not a problem.
All
but it's
right.
not costing
well,
you anything.
You'll keep on going until you find one, maybe, or
yeah, we'll try to help you with one.
This guy is too much.
Right, and this is what no. Well, this is what I'm saying. It doesn't hurt for us to create you one. If you like it, great. If you don't, you don't need it. Don't worry about it. Okay. Now the areas that you're targeting. With Facebook, you can target up to 50 miles if you wanted, or you could target specific locations. What do you prefer?
I pretty much want to stay. I mean, let me actually look it up and see how far the city is from here.
What city are you looking at?
Say I'm in Queens area, right, which is the city, but it's not New York City, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So New York City is a totally friggin', that's another nightmare. the cops pulling you over, you could charge, you can make good money, but to pay to have your truck at a garage, or you know, there's only commercial parking around, or there's only, it's a headache in itself, and it's not worth it. You could spend 4 hours to do one service call, and that service call might only make you $150.
Right.
It just doesn't pay for
it. It's not worth it.
No, it's really not. I mean, don't get me wrong. Do I go to the city? Of course I do. But certain customers I already have and know, and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't just go randomly out of anywhere.
And then also keep in mind too, Luis, that at any time, let's say you wanted to target 30 miles, right? Let's just say. Or if you even wanted to start at 15 miles, right? It doesn't mean you can't change it. The furthest that you could ever target with the Facebook ads would be 50, just so you know. Okay?
The what is 50 yet? 50?
It's 50. 50 is the furthest in miles that you could target for the Facebook ads.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I would ever go over 50 miles. Well,
yeah.
Then again, that's not true. I've gone 50 miles out east. So,
yeah, I mean, you could always start with 20 miles, too, if you wanted. It's up to you.
I'll be honest with you, because where I'm at, okay, I am, you know, if I wanted to hit, let's say, Suffolk or Nassau, which is Long Island over here, I do go there. And that can be 20 to 50 miles.
Right.
Now, but the problem is where I'm at, if I put 50 miles over here, I'm going to end up getting all the way to Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you look at, you know, going from north to south or whatever, it's kind of like, I guess, so let's say between 10 and 15 miles. Let's say 15 miles.
Okay, I think you want to start with 20 and see how that goes, and then you can always change it at any time.
Okay, yeah, let's see
okay.
how it goes.
Okay, and then do you want me to notate as you're open 24/7, or what days and hours do you want to be listed? 24/7.
24/7 emergency service.
Okay, perfect. Let me notate that on here as well. Emergency service. Okay, and then what about your forms of payments that you accept?
At the moment, cash, check, or Zelle.
Awesome.
And we do take Venmo, too, but I do hate Venmo. Venmo is one of the worst out there for big transactions.
It is.
Zelle is the best one.
It is, because you know what? Goes straight to your account.
Yeah,
no questions asked.
With Venmo, you got to wait 2 to 3 days.
Unless if you do the auto transfer, right?
If you want an advance and take it right out, they charge you 3%.
Yeah, or they turn around and it's like, oh, so it's a business, so now we're going to do this. Trust me, I know all about it. My friends use it for their businesses, and it's like a headache. Okay, and then now there is an option, just so you know, it doesn't cost you additional, but if you'd like, we could put a call tracking number on it. So when there's a call tracking number, they don't see your actual phone number. They see a call tracking number that rings to your phone, and it comes with an app that you can download, and that app allows you to look at your calls, your messages, and it's a way of preventing spam calls as well, like blocking them when you get those calls. Do you want the call tracking number, or do you want to leave it as is?
You know what? So the call tracking is definitely, I'm going to be able to see that only when they call me from the website, or am I going to see like all my calls?
You'll be able to see all your calls with a call tracking number. So wherever we're listing your company would have the call tracking number, not just on Google, wherever we're listing you. So it is an option for you, you know, or you can keep it as your number that's currently listed. So it's like, let's just say an example, 999999, right? That number would show on wherever we're promoting your company, that number would show as a number to call for
you.
So when they call it.
My phone number.
Okay.
Just my phone number.
We're going to keep it as just your number. Okay. Awesome.
That,
all right.
That number gets lost and there's no like, oh, I have to call this number and I can't get you anymore. No,
yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, the last thing is, what is your preferred method of contact? Just phone calls and text messages, phone calls, text messages,
phone call,
and emails?
Messages, email, all of them.
All three. Okay, awesome. Okay, so just the last things I want to go over with you. If you take a look at your text messages, okay, or your emails, I need you to pull up the one that says initial invoice. It's your receipt. It'll start off by saying, Dear Luis Castro, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I believe it's after, you might have received it after the one that says welcome.
Yes, welcome if you have any questions. Well,
I think it's the one after that.
I sent you a copy. Yeah,
that,
okay.
Yes, okay. On that one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, a copy of your invoice is located below this email. There's another sentence in that one that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Click on where it says, please click here.
All right.
And it's
going to
take
here.
You. Now
type
it takes you to a page. Yeah. It's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash at the very top, terms of experience, right? On that same page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. There's a box for you to sign your name, but before you do that.
Now, wait a second. I'm trying to still do this part.
Okay.
I wrote Luis Castro.
Okay, but before you do that, right above the signature box, there is a little box to the left, okay, right above it. And it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all the information is true and correct.
Okay.
So you're going to click in that little box, Luis, because what you're saying is it is my name on the card that I provided for the payment. Okay?
I gotcha.
And then you'll type your name.
Okay.
Exactly as it reads.
In, and it's telling me now to put a username and password.
Beautiful. You already got ahead of me. Boy, you're quick. Okay.
Yep.
So I wanted you to see this part. The username and the password we don't have yet because they're going to create that for you for your customized tracking and reporting system. Okay, but I wanted you to see this. This is where you would go in to start tracking your results with us. Okay, so in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive this link, a username and a password. We're going to email it to you. So that way you can start going in and tracking your results. We're going to have you listed in all those directories within 5 to 7 days. Now, 7 to 14 days, Luis, we're going to send you your website. It'll be completed, and we'll send it to you so you can review it and let us know if you have any changes to be made before we have it go live. And we're also going to have your Facebook ads up and running, okay? Remember, within 30 to 45 days, it is stated in our terms and conditions, is when we say you'll have first page placement on Google. But in your case, it could happen sooner. You're going to need to add us on as managers to your profile page. And the technician will walk you through it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, don't worry. They'll walk you through it.
I am praying that you guys can do it sooner, mainly because of the AC season, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to work diligently. So don't forget, tomorrow, super important, you need to keep that client interview, and they're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock your time from an 877 number, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview to remind you that it's coming up, okay? All right. I want to be the first, Luis, to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm very excited for you. Okay.
You
are so welcome.
Right,
you did.
I hope
you
I. Did. I hope
we're
I
gonna
did.
Do our best. We're gonna really do our best for you. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, you have yourself.
I hope I get success out of this.
You have yourself a very good evening because it's quickly approaching for you.
Yes, it is.
It's almost dinner time for you, right?
The other reason why I'm doing this also is because. Uh-huh. I have nothing going on today. It's 85 degrees and nothing going on.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had three calls that didn't come through. And, I need to do something here. Something's got to change. Something's really got to change.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And if I'm paying $300 something a month,
and not getting anything, something's got to change. Most definitely.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right, my dear.
So thank you very much.
Of course. And you have a blessed evening.
I'll be waiting for that phone call. Thank you. I'll be waiting for that phone call.
You are so welcome. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.